everyone, welcome to 千里之外, A Thousand Miles. This is Estella, and this is our 84th episode for the show. 千里之外 was originally a quote from Mencius, describing an arrogant person who didn't want anyone to approach him even from a thousand miles away. The purpose of our show, however, is to bring everyone from far away to learn Chinese with us.Now that we're done with our 12-episode-long series dedicated to the animals in the Chinese zodiac, we're going to look at some of the other interesting Chinese idioms that involve animals. If you haven't listened to this Chinese zodiac series, you can always go check episodes 71 to 83. Today, we're going to talk about the wolf, Lang, and the tiger, Hu.The idiom associated with these two is 狼吞虎咽, which is used to describe someone who eats something eagerly and in large amounts, just like how wolves and tigers devour their prey. The idiom 狼吞虎咽 originated from Journey to the West,西游记. We've previously introduced two idioms that also came from this novel in episodes 47 and 48. Please go check them out for more background of this novel. So the story goes that the monk, whose name is Xuan Zang, and his three apprentices, the Monkey King, Sun Wukong, a humanoid pig, Zhu Ba Jie, and another monk calledMonk Sha were searching for Buddhist scriptures in the West. They stopped by a nation called Ji Sai Guo, where some precious stones were stolen by monsters, which we call Yao Guai. The Monkey King helped to capture the monsters and returned the precious stones to the king. The king was very happy and held a banquet for them.Zhu Ba Jie ate all kinds of fruit and vegetables very quickly, acting like one would expect of a pig. It was so uncouth and lacking in decorum that it was described as being like a savage beast. 狼吞虎咽. It was also quoted directly in another novel named Guan Chang Xian Xing Ji, Officialdom Unmasked, from which we also introduced two idioms in episodes 58 and 65. From that source, the quote goes, 不上一刻功夫，狼吞虎咽，居然吃个精光。Here, the meaning was that within a short amount of time, the food was all gone. We already said that Lang is wolf, and Hu means tiger. Both Tun and Yan mean to swallow. So Lang Tun Hu Yan simply means that someone gobbles up their food, or colloquially, pigs out. An example of Lang Tun Hu Yan in a common context could be,他很久没有吃东西，一看到食物就狼吞虎咽地吃完了。He hasn't had anything for a while. That's why he's gobbling up everything he sees. Or another example could be,
等一下老板要来，你不要狼吞虎咽地吃东西，很没礼貌。
The boss is coming, so stop eating like a pig. It's so rude. That's all for today. I hope you enjoyed this story and gain insight into how 狼吞虎咽 can be used in Chinese. The content was from legit references and scripted by Mandarin X, 中文课. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for more Chinese learning. See you next time.